This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Teji Abraham. Atten has previously joined us on Sluto and delivered devotional messages, and he is presently serving as the vicar of St. James Orthodox Mission Church of Dallas. And at this time, I invite Atten to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barakamo, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forevermore. Amen. If you have a Bible, please refer to 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 following. The first letter of St. John chapter 1, verses 5 following. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Respected Utchins and fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, We are currently in the season of Advent, where we are currently observing the Nativity fast as we begin to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord and to witness and participate in the great and glorious and life-saving birth. During this period of fasting that we observe, it is a time of reflection. And we begin preparing ourselves as the church calendar begins with the feast of sanctification and dedication of the church. And as we move through this nativity cycle and we become closer and closer week by week to the great feast of the nativity of our Lord, we begin examining ourselves and really preparing ourselves, and we should really ask ourselves the question, are we ready for the coming of Christ? If the second coming were to happen today, this night even, as we slept, would we be ready for it? And even though we are preparing for Christ incarnation, that we're preparing for Christmas, that thought of preparation should always be in the forefront of our minds. Because though we're preparing for his nativity, we're also continually preparing for his great and awesome second coming. But a lot of the same, the mentality in preparing for his birth is also the same mentality that we have in preparing for the second coming. Many times when a guest is coming to our homes, and especially if it's an honored guest, someone we're really anticipating, really, really want to come to our home, our parents and we often spent a great deal of time cleaning and preparing and making sure the house is spotless, that it's presentable for the guests, that the room that they are staying in is nice and clean, good sheets are placed on the bed, and all the sorts of preparations are undertaken for the to make our home as hospitable as possible for this guest who's arriving. And the same care should also be taken when preparing ourselves for the coming of our Lord. Because how much greater is Christ's coming than a house guest who's visiting? Should really invoke in us this idea of self-reflection and self-examination. Because if we say that we walk in light and that we're sinless, then we are lying. That we're not only lying to ourselves, we're making a liar, it says, that if we say we have not sinned, and then his word is not in us, that we break fellowship with him and with one another. This period of self-reflection is a time for us to really look back and say, where have I fallen? Where have I fallen short of the expectations that are set for me as a follower of Christ? Where have I fallen short? Where have I sinned? How could I have led a situation where someone may have even misinterpreted what I was saying? Have I hurt my brother or my sister? Were there situations where my actions may have even made someone's faith falter, even a little bit? And all these questions are questions that we must ask ourselves, because when we consider our preparation and our walk in our faith, when we walk in light, we don't simply walk alone, but as the passage says, we have fellowship with him, but we also have fellowship with one another. If we walk in his light, we have his fellowship, and we have fellowship with one another. So our self-examination isn't simply directed towards us and his coming, but it's also directed for us to make sure that we're helping one another prepare for his great coming as well. This idea of light is such a glorious thing. Many times you may have noticed yourself, and many people go through this same feeling, that when it's cloudy outside, you just don't feel good. I don't. I get very lethargic. I get very down. And it just, the world just doesn't seem all that joyful when it's cloudy. Now, I know there are great many people who love the rain and love the snow, but I love sunshine. And for me, there's no greater feeling than feeling the warmth of the sun and seeing a clear blue sky. And that lights up my day. And when we walk in light, we walk in the light of the light of God. We have that same feeling. The sunlight that sheds light upon us and fills us with warmth is the same light that comes from Christ, and that also fills us with warmth and fellowship with one another. And the same way that light comes and it erases all the darkness, and all those things that are in the darkness, and all those things that are hidden in darkness are revealed in the light of the sun, the same way that as Christ comes, he lightens our world, which is the same message that is revealed to us during the Christmas service of the bonfire, the large fire that we light, is a symbol of Christ. Since we have the service usually at night or early in the morning, and we light the fire as a symbol of Christ being the light of the world, and coming to us at the darkest part of the season, at the darkest part of the season.
Why do you do this to me?
So I ask that we begin to pray and we begin to really examine ourselves, Are we walking in darkness? Because if we're walking in darkness, we're walking blind and we're going to stumble. And so I ask us to pray and to really examine ourselves. Where am I? Am I trying to walk in darkness? Am I fooling myself? And am I going to stumble? Or am I trying to walk in the light so that I don't stumble and so that I feel that warmth? And all those things that are hidden can be exposed, that I might be cleansed and renewed with fellowship, not only with God, but fellowship with one another. So I ask us to spend this time during the Nativity fast and preparing for Christ's coming to really examine ourselves. Spend this time in self-examination and see where have I fallen short? Where have I made my, where have I stumbled? And where could I have made my brother or sister stumble? And really begin to start putting things in order in our lives to welcome Christ in his great and glorious coming. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.